What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Another episode of Three Wise coming up next. Cue it up, Big D. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Three Wide with EG3. That's right, Eddie Gritter III here with the guys for another episode this evening on Three Wide NASCAR Podcast. We're all about the latest in the world of NASCAR, Camping World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And tonight, it is the Froma Pit Road edition of the podcast, where I take a look at teams that compete within the three divisions. And tonight, we are going through the Xfinity Series in Ganassi Racing, specifically tonight, John Hunter Nemechek, JH, is the discussion for this evening's From Pit Road edition. John Hunter Nemechek, who competed in last night's Truck Series Dirt Derby at Eldora. We have seen him a lot, of course, his dad, Front Row Joe, back in the 90s doing it on poles. His dad did win a couple of races back in his day, but John Hunter Nemechek, who ran in the Truck Series for quite a while, now graduated into the Xfinity Series. Of course, he ran trucks full-time. Started back in 2014 all the way to 18. So that's 5 full years that John Hunter Nemechek has ran in the Truck Series. Also, he made his debut in the trucks the year before 2014, where he made only 2 starts that year. But yes, John Hunter collected 6 wins during his stint in the Truck Series. Well, he still competes in the Truck Series, as you've heard on multiple podcasts, and this one included. And he's come close to winning this year. Of course, experience heartbreak at Chicagoland, the one that stands out to me. Of course, he competed in the playoffs last year. And for whatever reason, this team has been feast or famine with this 8 family truck that the Nemecheks compete with on the Truck Series side, folks. So, but this team no slouch, though, in the Truck Series, because they are up front, literally, when JH is in the field for a truck race. So, I mean, they know how to win races and things like that, but they experience so much. 1 week, they're in a high end, and then the next, they're out to lunch, or they've got wrecked in some kind of fashion, or made a mistake on pit road or whatnot. But John Hunter Nemechek moved his way up to the Xfinity Series this season, and he's quite been impressive so far up there for Chip Ganassi Racing. Yes, prior to that, Tyler Reddick was in this car. Of course, this 42 is shared. Of course, competing for that Owners Championship with Jamie McMurray. We've seen it in the last couple years. And, of course, the highly talented Young Money, Kyle Larson, in that seat. And, oh, by the way, Kyle Larson has scored a perfect 100 so far in his Xfinity Series starts, with the recent one getting at Daytona. Before that, Chicagoland, where he smoked the field, and again at Las Vegas as well. I want to go back to that Daytona finish, that crazy-ass finish with Justin Haley's bold move, sweeping to the inside of both Sadler and Larson. There was a little bit of room there. This was talked about a few weeks ago on the post-race reaction podcast. If you have not taken a look at that, I encourage you to do that along with the rest of the episodes here. Cranking out a new episode tonight, EG3 Show, getting set for New Hampshire weekend. Of course, Eldora happened last night with a beat-banging finish with Chase Briscoe going to the checkered flag there in that race and overtaking truck regular Grant Enfinger at Eldora, Three Wild, EG, Three Continues with From Pit Road Edition tonight, focusing solely on John Hunter Nemechek in the 42 truck. Not a 42 truck, excuse me, my bad, 42 car, 44, used to seeing them a lot in the truck series. You familiarize yourself with these drivers, familiarity with the way they run, but John Nemechek has been impressive in that 42 this year. He's only made 4 starts. I thought he made more than that. Obviously, he will be driving a little bit more, of course, sharing that ride with the 2 Cup drivers, obviously. But, of course, Nemechek, more on him, more information outside the racetrack. Born in 1997, and he was born in Mooresville, North Carolina, and still lives in that same area. He's only 5'9", obviously, 150 pounds. Primary sponsor is Firearm Services Incorporated. We've seen a couple other sponsors on that car. Credit Run Bank to be a prime example of that. Crew Chief Mike Shiplett riding that wave with the 3 car, with the 3-headed monster of John Hunter, Jimmy McMurray, and Kyle Larson. Of course, last year, this car went to victory lane, of course, behind one Tyler Reddick a couple times in the playoffs. Reddick was not eligible, of course. He did part-time, but he was a maniac taking that car to the front of the field. This car knows how to get up front and lead laps. Of course, Tyler Reddick now drives for Junior Motorsports over there. And John Hunter, he's done a great job with this team. And I was going to put up his stats right here. Yeah, here we go. So he's made a total of, actually, yes, I was correct. So it is more than 4 starts, because those 4 starts resulted in top 10s, including Kentucky last week, where he overpowered, or I should say overtook, or whichever way you want to take it, overpowered Kyle Busch in green flag conditions to win the second stage of the night. He's competed in 10 races this year, scored 1 top 5 finish, and 4 top 10 finishes here. And his best finish to this point, as we enter into New Hampshire, is a 4th place finish, of course, going back to Atlanta earlier this year. Worst finish coming at Dover, where he scored a 35th place finish. But yes, John Hunter Nemechek, if this organization, I mean, obviously we know the story on Chevrolet, obviously, going to a new body, things like that, oohing and aahing. I've said this multiple times, the whole NASCAR world, podcast world has said it. And to this, up until this point, I mean, except for probably the exception of Kyle Larson, nobody else has not gotten around a handle on this Camaro. It seems a different animal in the Xfinity series, however, though, because this 42 is, again, competitive week in and week out. We keep seeing it on a weekly basis. But outside of this 42, we have, for the Chevy teams like RCR and the Cup Series, when you look at the Cup Series, RCR, Hendrick Motorsports, and all that other, and a couple other Chevys, Levine Family Racing, including that as well, Richard Petty Motorsports with that Alliance, they have yet to figure it out. We see some bright spots from Chevrolet in the Cup Series. Bubba Wallace, run-up finish at Daytona, Big D, yep. Chase Elliott, Alex Bowman recently, before blowing out a tire in Kentucky, posted 3 consecutive top 10 finishes. And on the cut line, Jimmy Johnson's down there also. Everybody thought Jimmy Johnson's back. And for whatever reason, a lot of people are saying, you know, based on, you know, it goes back to really when NBC took over coverage, because at practice, I'm now going a little bit off the rails here, but Johnson, what the 100 guys were fast in opening practice, we really didn't mean nothing, because it was early in the morning. You want to get in race conditions, somewhat race conditions, and Jimmy, the 48 has been a top 15 car to top 20. I'll go farther and say that. So Chase Elliott has had bright spots also. You know, everyone, we're all still waiting on that Chase famous first victory in the Cup Series. We're still waiting on that. There are a lot, you know, of still work to do in our organization. And we can only say that for so long before the playoffs come around, whether it's in the Xfinity Series or the Cup Series, Chevrolet, you know, Camaro. We all thought everybody's in trouble, but it's been the reverse opposite. And they can't get their act together here the rest of the way before the playoffs start. I can't see, you know, I can't see a way that they're going to be a factor in the playoffs. I mean, they might be saving their best stuff. What best stuff there is to go by? Because we haven't really seen consistency from any of these Camaros, really. All the talk this year has been the Fords and the Toyotas. But the funny thing is, in the Xfinity Series, you got the Chevys of Richard Childress Racing, which we have not looked at yet. And, of course, John Nemechek's 42, along with the two Cup guys, Jimmy and Kyle. They have been consistent week in and week out. I don't know what it is about the difference between Xfinity and Cup. But yes, Cup is a lot difficult. And we are, what, Big D? We are more than halfway in, and we are getting down to business here. And it'll be interesting to see what happens in New Hampshire this weekend. Yes, we're going to a short track where pretty much, you know, all this talk about aerial and whatnot doesn't really matter whole much. So, but still though, you got to have a well handled car, because the issue there is passing and all that other stuff. Loudon, one of the toughest places to track to pass at in all NASCAR. I mean, a lot of tracks are hard to pass, but this one particularly, you know, track position is going to be key. It's always a key, Big D. Every single week, track position. We saw that again at Kentucky with Ben Rhodes going no tires to win that race there. Obviously, you know, the newly paved surface over there. I shouldn't say newly, but the paved up surface over there kind of helps out with that. Even though, you know, we're all complaining about one lane racing and things like that, it would be interesting to see, you know, going back to last year, hearing a podcast about the tire dragon and whatnot, trying to get that second lane. And, you know, everyone wants short track racing. Well, you know, we're going to see if we are going to anticipate more exciting racing. Because last night, obviously, probably the most hyped up race up until this point, and it lived up to his expectations, obviously, with Eldora and the way these trucks beat and bang up against one another and beat and bang off the wall, slide all over the place, going 4-5 deep around those corners over there. So that was definitely fun to watch last night. With the Eldora race over there, and how that finish ended up in overtime with a old face in victory lane, Chase Briscoe, who drove for Brad Keselowski Racing last year, getting the win at Homestead and then keeping the hot streak alive, pretty much getting a win over Grant Enfinger, his teammate. He raced for Thor Sport Racing last night, so there were four trucks in the field, getting it over Grant Enfinger and Briscoe. Rolls on to another victory of their 3-Wide podcast. Eddie Gray III here with you guys tonight. Just a little bit more on John Hunter Nemechek. Yes, the one-man show, really. We're not going to talk about Kyle Larson, Jimmy Murray, obviously. That is going to be saved for another time, obviously, with the Cup Series. And we all know their talents. But John Hunter Nemechek, you know, started in Atlanta. He's raced Fontana, Bristol, Richmond, Talladega, Dover, Pocono, Michigan, and recently Iowa and Kentucky. He finished in the top 10 over there. We take a look at where he is in a standing wise, and yes, he's not running all the races, but he's led a total of 54 laps and has one DNF, so he knows how to run all the laps pretty much. And I mentioned his stats. He's sitting 13th right now. Doesn't really mean much if he ran a full season, but I wish he did run a full season and take kick Larson, these Cup guys, to the curb. Kyle Larson, Jay McMurray to the curb, and let those guys, especially really McMurray, focus on getting himself in the playoffs instead of running these Xfinity Series races. But I'd like to see JH run a little bit more races and the way that Ganassi's rolling along here, maybe even get a couple more top fives and maybe compete for a win. Kyle Busch said the other night that John Hunter Nemechek had the best car in the field. Yes, you know, Kyle Busch led all those laps and all that other stuff, but the man himself, Mr. Kyle Busch Xfinity Series, said JH was the best car in that field. And yes, Nemechek had a little contact with somebody through the field. I did not watch this whole race. I was at a movie with the wife last week, so I got back home and saw the last 15 laps of it and gone back and seen highlights of it. But Nemechek definitely with the pass on Kyle Busch to win stage two of that. So that's, you know, John Nemechek, you know, we've seen it all from him in the trucks. Definitely we've seen him win races, then we see him basically let's go big or go home. That's the way I see John Hunter in the way he drives, because he knows how to drive that family truck, that 8 truck, that black truck for his dad, Front Row Joe. The disappointment still comes to my mind of Chicagoland, where he could have won that race, but whether he ran out of gas with the engine or not, he still left a 3/4 away, and Brett Moffitt scored a 3rd win of the season. So I do not know if he's in the field this week. I'm going to go ahead and check real quick. But yeah, me personally, I would love to see John Hunter Nemechek run a bit more races and take away. And with this rule, we're all sitting here talking about, you know, taking away some of these guys, these cup guys' eligibility, you know, cutting it down to whether it's, you know, three or two races or none. We want to see these young guys, you know, develop. And this is the next generation right here, what you're talking about. We've talked about this throughout the year with these young guys, and John Hunter Nemechek is on the list for this race this weekend, so he'll be back in action running the Xfinity Series race after just coming off of Eldora last night. I don't know where JH finished, but he'll be, for no for sure, he'll be up on behind the wheel of that 42 Ganassi car come Saturday afternoon in the Xfinity Series. And taking a look at the owners, where this 42 is sitting at right now down the list here, and I can't see where he is. Yeah, actually, Chip Ganassi Racing right now, this 42 is 3rd. This is the first time I've taken a look at, honestly, at the owner's points in the Xfinity Series for weeks now. This is the first time I'm really looking at it. And right now, Rock Penske, that Penske 22, leads by a mere 6 over the 18. This has been the battle for the last 4 or 5 years in the Xfinity Series in the owner's points between the 22 and the 18. Obviously, they boast a cup drivers, Blaney, Keselowski, Logano, they've all won that 22 this year. Kyle Busch in that 18 car. Priest has won this car this year. And they are sitting a mere itty-bitty 6 points coming into this weekend. So, again, it's going to come down to this battle here between the 22 and the 18. And then 50 markers back is the 42 of Ganassi Racing, of course, with Larson McMurray and Nemechek in the car from New Hampshire this weekend. You're listening to 3 Wide from Pit Road Edition, focusing on John Hunter Nemechek, 80 grade of 30 with you guys tonight for this front pit road episode. But yeah, man, for that, you know, even though they're 44 back of the 18 right now, you know, this is a good opportunity here to try to, I mean, the 18 to 22 weeks, they kind of alternate. And, you know, if they make a mistake or mechanically something happens, this 42 is going to have to pounce here. Still a lot of racing to go, though, for sure, though. But we've seen it over and over again, year in, year out, this 22-18 battle in the owner's points. But right now, John Hunter Nemechek looking to go back-to-back top 10s in the Xfinity Series. He'll look to do it up north in New Hampshire on Saturday night. Transitioning now off the racetrack and onto the diamond, where for the first time in like some 5-6 years, maybe even longer than that, I've sat and watched Home Run Derby this week. Yep, Big D, yep. And this was one of the, and they changed the format a little bit since, I mean, yes, I'm a baseball fan as well. And with how the Braves are doing this year, they are right in the mix to try to get in the playoffs for the first time in quite some time. So very anxious to see how they're going to do in the second half of the season. Hopefully they'll make a couple of moves, but they've done this with the Braves with their young and upcoming talent. But, you know, back to this Home Run Derby here, steering myself back on this Home Run Derby that I watched on Monday night. Yep. This was really, really a different scenario. You got guys going up against each other. And usually back in the day, you know, you had your selected home run hitters go in order. You didn't have this head-to-head matchup sort of thing. I mean, you still had your advance in through the rounds, though. Whoever hit the most home runs would advance to the next round, of course, of two. Eventually, we'll meet up for the square-off and a square-off. Do we see who the most home runs wins the Home Run Derby? But here, they divided in the quarterfinals, semis, and all that other stuff. And there's only, talking about parity, there's only one American hitter that I remember. I can't remember his name, but it doesn't matter anyway because he did not win. Bryce Harper, the hometown man, did in dramatic fashion. I mean, but talk about parity, seven National League hitters. There are like three Cubs guys in this Home Run Derby. So, yeah, I mean, the parity, you know, usually you had a representative, usually. I mean, maybe a team would represent with two, but there was not much parity with this Home Run Derby. But, boy, we saw a lot of home runs hit between, like, guys like Kyle Schwarber. Got, and some of the guys I'd never even heard of before. So yeah, man. I'm going to have to get familiar with some of these because I'm definitely going to be paying a close eye on the Braves here as they begin here the second half of the year. But Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, that was pretty epic right there. Schwarber set the tone right there. I believe he hit 18, 19 home runs. And with these guys' ability to continue to go deep with the, you know, stamina issues, you know, and Bryce Harper, obviously, you know, for whatever reason, I thought he was going to win, hands down. Even though I didn't even know all the field. I know Freddie Freeman was in there against him, going against Bryce Harper in round one, and that turned out awfully close for right there because I knew Freddie wasn't going to advance, but he made it somehow difficult on Harper, and Harper had that home crowd. And really, the home crowd was pretty in favor of pretty much anybody who stepped into play. But with Harper, the Big D, the crowd was just turned up three times more louder. And that was an epic comeback there with a minute left. He had, what, a four home run deficit or something like that. And he just went off kind of playing a video game of triple play baseball home run derby, baby. When you get hot, you stay hot, baby. And there was no Bryce Harper, you know, with his cliche and all that, his attitude about that. But, yes, he's one of the best players in all of baseball, that's for sure. But for reals, man, he turned it up, and there was no denying Big D. And, yeah, you watched a little bit with me there before. You had to take care of some other things. But for sure, man, he was on it, that's for sure. And Bryce Harper, your 2018 Home Run Derby champion, and you know, for whatever reason, one of the announcers was egging, really, about the Nationals and trying, you know, Bryce Harper, now we're going to see you, the Nationals turning up, he's going to turn up the Nationals in the second half of the season, blah, blah, blah. So, we'll see. I mean, yeah, they've had, you know, Bryce talked about they've had interest on their team and whatnot, but yeah, this National team, everybody's talked about them the last 3 or 4 years, having the best talent, Max Scherzer, and all those guys over there. We have the best talent, best roster, and yet you still can't get past the first round of the playoffs. So, and they're, what, 5 games back of Philly in Atlanta in the National League East right now. It's going to be interesting here. Atlanta kind of struggled in the first half, so they're right in the mix last year before all hell broke loose for the Braves. But hopefully this year they are right there in this mix with the young guys getting done. And maybe they make a move or two here to make an actual run instead of fading back. So hopefully they can get it done. But yeah, this race right here between these three, this is going to be one of the top races right here. And also, don't sleep on the West. But for sure, though, the Braves have creeped back on the radar of most people. So hopefully they'll get it going here, start off on the right foot, and contend to get themselves in the playoffs. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, Bryce Harper won the Home Run Derby, if you missed out on that. And transition to hard court now before we wrap up tonight's episode here tonight. Thanks for tuning in for 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast. I also like to talk about other sports as well on the hard floor. Yes, I'm not an NBA fan, but finally, this Kawhi Leonard story can be put to rest. And for some reason, I don't know if I have respect for Kawhi Leonard anymore. I don't know. My feelings are going back and forth. I've heard a plenty of Kawhi during this time of him deciding he really wanted to play for Los Angeles Lakers. They signed the Lakers. Obviously, you know the story by now, ladies and gentlemen. LeBron James out of Cleveland. He wanted to sign with LA Lakers. He did just that. And I have not checked up on their roster. Obviously, I'm too focused on NASCAR and a little bit of MLB. And here soon, we got football coming up, baby. Here soon. So I'm not going to be paying attention to NBA anytime soon. But, Jez, this has been on the radar for really a couple of months. This Kawhi Leonard adventure finally comes to an end for now. And he gets shipped up to north of the border to Toronto. And I thought they kept the Martin Rosen. And guess not. Where I've been hearing on the radio today that so they traded him for DeRozan. He goes to the San Antonio Spurs for Kawhi Leonard. That's weird, and I don't know the full trade of it. I know the main focus of it, though. And finally, we can put that to bed. And Kawhi, for whatever, he's been very, very outspoken for a quiet guy that didn't say much up until this point. With this whole, you know, I want to go here and go there and whatever the problem is. But finally, we can put this to bed and we can all shut up about it, at least for right now. So Kawhi Leonard's up there up north. And, of course, we all know the Raptors story. Toronto Raptors can't get by LeBron. And they're probably happy that LeBron's in the conference finals. And Big D's more of a big NBA fan than myself. So he knows more than I do. So I have to talk to him about that. But he's sitting by the glass. Not right now, Big D. We'll talk about that another time. But yes, Leonard up north, and you got DeRozan shipped down south. Toronto Raptors getting knocked out of playoffs by LeBron and the Cavs for like what, 3-4 straight years in a row, and they thought they had the recipe to dethrone LeBron. And still, even with their probably the worst roster on there for the Cavaliers, still got put out, knocked out of the playoffs, which set off a chain reaction, fired their head coach KC and all that other stuff, and now Kyle Lowry is going to have to get used to playing with the stubborn Kawhi Leonard. So a lot happening in that side of the ball for them. So it's only we're still in July, and I don't know what's going to happen with this Kawhi Leonard whole situation thing. So with him wanting to really, really, really want to go to LA, because I guess he is from there, from what Big D has said, told me. So anyways, so there's that little news right there from the hard floor. Of course, facebook.com/and3wide is still in the name of the EG3 show on Facebook. Yes, I know that's still weird, but we're gonna have to leave it there because I'm still trying to figure out the whole title situation. But facebook.com/EG3show with information there. And, of course, Podcast Center. You can listen to 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 on Audio Boom, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and iTunes. If you do have times, please definitely download the podcast, subscribe, and if you do have any extra time on your hands, rate and review the podcast. That will definitely help us moving forward with the show. But definitely, please add this podcast to your NASCAR edition of podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts and such. And also, hold that sign, Big D. Yep, join the movement on 3 Wild EG3, where summer is picking up and time is running out in the Cup Series for some of those bubble drivers who are desperate to get in the 2018 playoffs. The road to the playoffs continues this weekend in New Hampshire. But folks, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap it for this edition of 3 Wide with EG3. Looking at the From Pit Road edition, the teams in all of NASCAR, focusing tonight on the lone man, John Hunter Nemechek. He will take center stage for the 42 team in New Hampshire. We'll see how he does there. For Big D behind, I think, behind the glass, I'm Eddie Greer III saying thank you for tuning in to tonight's episode, and we'll talk to you next time on 3 Wide with EG3. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to get caught in a 3-wide situation. That's going to close the doors for now. We'll talk to you next time on 3-Wide with EG3 NASCAR Podcast. We out.